It really sounds kind of strange, doesn't it? Let's be honest. Feast of the Most Holy Trinity? I mean, isn't every Mass a Feast of the Most Holy Trinity? Isn't every prayer an acknowledgement of the Most Holy Trinity? I mean, the reflex. Every time we pray, how do we begin? Father, Son, Holy Spirit, right? Why do we need a feast of the Holy Trinity when it's absolutely foundational to who we are and what we believe? Well, it might appropriately strike us as curious when we kind of step back at it that way, but there was a former age when it wasn't so. It goes back to the 4th century, and there was a rebellion within the church itself about the true revelation of Almighty God, and it had to do with the divinity of Jesus. That initially it was sort of a localized rebellion fueled by a very charismatic and persuasive priest by the name of Arius, who all of a sudden generated more and more and more influence. Before this was done, history says that over half of the bishops lapsed into heresy, believing with Arius that Jesus was a really swell guy, but he wasn't God. Really smart, super nice, worthy of imitating, but not God. Before that century would end, there would be another gathering of all of the bishops of the church. And it was at that gathering, what we subsequently now call a council, or an ecumenical council, though that word wasn't used in 381, when all the bishops gathered in Constantinople to be able to respond to this threat. We got to settle this. And what comes out of that council is that very long profession of faith that is so important to the church that she says every time we come to Mass on Sunday and Holy Days, the community who gathers is going to profess it again. Because we don't want to ever forget who we are. The one that starts, I believe in one God, and then the Father, the Son, and the Spirit. That's where that comes from. And with this profession of faith also came a Mass that was introduced for the Feast of the Holy Trinity. And with time, the church decided, we don't want those fundamentals to ever be forgotten ever again. So annually, all of the members of the church are going to come together for praise and worship of God on a Sunday in which we celebrate the Feast of the Most Holy Trinity, which we do so today. Yeah. I mean, we pray that we really don't have to remember some of these things, but it just continues to be so natural. One God who has revealed himself to us in 3 divine persons. Boy, I hope I got all of that right. I do recognize some among us, including some very distinguished graduates of some of our Catholic high schools, and I will count on them to let me know if I'm in error with anything I said, but I could have called upon several of them who are here, but they know these things. So I hope I got that right. But sometimes when we grow an understanding of why it is that we do what we do, we come to appreciate it even more. For our worship today, as opposed to professing the faith. The church gives us an option to renew the baptismal vows. In fact, it's Jesus who in the gospel gives the instruction to go forth and baptize, right? And to do so in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. That's what Jesus says. He doesn't say, I only want you to baptize those who claim me as Lord and Savior. He doesn't say that. He says, baptize. There's no question that our Lord's intention is for infants and for all people. That this isn't discriminated by IQ, but a mission of the church to bring others in to the fullness of faith. So my brothers and sisters, do you reject sin so as to live in the freedom of God's children? If so, say I do. Do you reject the glamour of evil and refuse to be mastered by sin and darkness? I do. Do you reject Satan, father of sin and prince of darkness? I do. Do you believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth? Do you believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was born of the Virgin Mary, was crucified, died, and was buried, rose from the dead, and is now seated at the right hand of the Father? Do you believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting?